As I said, I want us to share a short reflection. We read three readings, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38, and Luke 2, verses 8 to 20. And it's Luke 2, 8 to 20 that I wanted to focus on this evening. I've entitled it, The Good Presence. I've entitled this reflection, The Good Presence. And I just wanted to know, what are you expecting this Christmas? What are you expecting? Yeah, the right present. It's always good to get the right present, isn't it? You know, maybe something really, really good. I'm reminded of the child who wrote a letter to Santa which read, Dear Santa, you did not bring me anything good last year. You did not bring me anything good the year before that. This is your last chance, signed Alfred. Yeah, if we pinned our hopes on Santa, perhaps we might be writing a similar message. But what might that something really good, that good present actually look like? Well, for the shepherds outside Bethlehem, to start with, it looked like an angel with a glorious message. Good news, a baby is born. Imagine being out that night as one of those shepherds. Now, I know it's not easy to imagine what it must have been like, so let me help you a little bit. To be a shepherd was to be fairly low in the scale of society. Words such as poor and downtrodden would probably be used to describe you. You'd stay outside the town in the fields, sheep being your life. Bah. You'd know your place and probably often be reminded of it. You'd meet up with other shepherds as evening closed in, bringing all the small flocks owned by individuals into one large flock for the night. So you get an idea of what being a shepherd must be like. Imagine being one of those shepherds. It's dark. And just like the night before and the one before that, yes, it's dark. But suddenly, and I'm reading from Luke 2, verses 9 to 12, it says, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You know, I should imagine if we were one of those shepherds, suddenly seeing an angel, we'd jump out of our skin. We'd be terrified. But this is that good present. For the angels telling these lowly shepherds about the long-awaited former Saviour, Redeemer, the Messiah, being born today. You know, when you received a Christmas present, and we're going to get Christmas presents, aren't we? Have you ever thought, you ever got one of those presents, you've gone, On the surface, you smile and say, thank you very much. Just what I've always wanted. Thank you. But inside, underneath, you probably thought, what am I meant to do with that? Come on, be honest. We've all done it. We've all been there. And when we look at or listen to this reading of Luke 2, verses 8 to 20, we might think that this is one of those moments. I mean, the shepherds could have easily thought, born today? Don't you, as angels, know that the great expectation of Israel is that the Saviour would come and drive out the Romans and re-establish the nation to its former glory? Don't you know this? But you announce a baby has been born? No one's expecting that. It's an awkward, what are we meant to do with that moment? However, we must be careful not to apply our 21st century thinking to what's going on here. We must understand that the Jewish culture of the time, even for these lowly shepherds, would have been an understanding of the law and the prophets, the biblical teaching of the day. Verses like Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, they would have known. And that says, therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel, God with us. The angel said in chapter 2, verse 12, this will be a sign to you. I suggest that even the shepherds would have made the carefully worded connection. After the entire heavenly host, amazingly, you know, just imagine the sky suddenly filled with angels all singing and praising God. After they're gone, the shepherds excitedly set out for Bethlehem to see this scene that had happened. First, they hurried, says verse 16. There was a sense of urgency. Secondly, they searched diligently. Why? Well, because they weren't given an address. And thirdly, they worshipped Jesus as Lord. And then lastly, they told their experience to all of what had happened to them as they went back to their sheep, changed. Verse 20 says, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This good present, the best that Christmas can offer, was wonderful. This baby born was exactly what was needed. But let's bring this to us, you know, to today. You know, to where we're actually at. We're ready to celebrate Christmas, yes? Well, I am. Yet, COVID is once more at our doorstep. Politicians are arguing about parties and who did what. Prices are increasing in the shops and at the pumps. And we're all basically wondering what the future will hold. Let's face it, we could really do with some good news just about now. A really good present. But does a Christmas baby cut it? Baby Jesus in a manger? I'm here to tell you yes. Because we all need a saviour. Someone to make our messed up attempt at this life right. Oh, we can sit here and say, well, you know, I'm fine, I've got it all together, I've no problems here. But really, you know, if we do some soul searching, we feel that there is something missing. We can't put a finger on it. We just know something's not right. That's why we look for that good present. Yeah, we buy the latest this or that from the shops trying to fill that gap. To make us feel right. To make us feel complete. But what we're looking for, the thing that can fill that hole, make sense of this life, is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is the reason for this season. The name is in the, you know, there's a clue in the name. You know, Christmas, Christ, Mass. Jesus Christ. And Christmas is really about celebrating the Saviour coming into the world, the baby born at Christmas. To celebrate Jesus, who is called Emmanuel, which means God with us. But as we put our trust in Him, He promises never to leave us. As you think on this, you know, ponder this, I want to ask you a question. Are you normal? Are you ordinary? Are you ordinary? Not sure. Is this what ordinary looks like? As we get back to those shepherds, we see that they were ordinary. There was nothing to make them stand out, and this is what makes them so special. For if the angels had appeared to the formal priests of the day, I wonder, would the message have had the same impact? Or would they have been in the corner? You know, pushed into the corner saying, hang on a moment, we're busy over here. We're praising God. Would the priests have gone out telling everyone they met their experience? I don't think so. It was because the shepherds were ordinary that the message was spread and believed. It was the excitement of the Saviour being born that spurred them on. These were ordinary folk, shepherds. In ordinary, I mean ready to listen, ready to receive the good, the best present of all. Are you like those shepherds? Hearing the good news for the first time? I mean, actually hearing. Hearing that Jesus is who you need in your life? The one to fill the gap that everything else that you've tried has failed to do? As you think on that, I want to leave you with these words. If our greatest need had been information, God would have sent an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, God would have sent a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, God would have sent us an economist. But since our greatest need was forgiveness, God sent us a Savior. He really is the good present we're all looking for. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would turn our hearts towards you as Christmas approaches. Let us not get caught up in the hustle and bustle of the season this year and miss the chance to celebrate the gifts of hope, peace, joy and love that you sent to us that first Christmas. That first Christmas you gave us the good present of hope wrapped up in swaddling cloths and laid in a manger. Thank you, Father, for your immeasurable gift. Help us to receive in our hearts this day. Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. I said this morning that one of my favourite all time, I had to choose a hymn which is my favourite. It has to be Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And we're going to stand and sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.